Hey guys, it's Kurt Brownoler.
Hey, and this is Joe DeRosa. Kurt, do you think you could be a little more excited to tell the people that we have a new podcast called Emotional Hangs?
You're really going to get on me for this? Well, I don't sound fucking excited enough.
You want the fucking emotion in the fucking promo for the fucking podcast to be sad? You don't want it to be fucking enthusiasm?
This is a show all about a new adult friendship, and this is often how it goes. And, you know, we get pretty vulnerable with each other, and we don't just say fuck to each other. Sometimes we actually use our words, don't we, Joe?
Oh, fuck you.
So you find it on feralaudio.com. Or on iTunes.
One, two, three, let's get soft.
Open wide, it's math time
with Reductress.
I am Quinn.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. Meow, 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 meow. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We just found out that you can take a vacay to another country and just, like, stay there.
We go on a foreign exchange program with each other.
We talk about a conversation between two women, which was just a string of apologies for being terrible at communication.
And we're joined by Maeve Higgins, host of the podcast Maeve in America and owner of something called an accent.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and non-threatening ways to say, help, I'm drowning.
Ooh, I don't feel threatened at all.
Nope.
Okay, so we just found out something really wild.
And it's called
permanent vacations.
So there are like all kinds of permanent vacations, like dying is one. Mm-hmm. But the one that we want to talk about is the fun kind that isn't dying. Because dying is like, ugh.
It's kind of a bum. Duh. Yeah, it's like, ugh. It's like, ugh, no thanks.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, when you go on a really fun vacay, you can just like stay there. And that is called a staycation.
Wait. Oh. No, Quinn, a staycation isn't when you stay on your vacation.
What?
A staycation's when you stay home for a while because you poor, but you fancy.
No, 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 no. Like, why would I want to take a vacation in my home? There are like so many tourists there.
Oh. Well, like a lot of tourists.
Like I'm so sick of being like, should I walk? Should I not? Because people are just taking pictures, you know?
Right. Because you always have people coming through your home just like, where's the visitor center?
They want to see.
They want to know where the visitor center
is. Sorry, bitch. They want to see.
They want to know. Yeah,
they need to know. Anyway, so if that's not a staycation, then what is it?
Okay. So like one kind of permanent vacay, for example, is when you move to a new country for good. Like if I move to Turks and Caicos because the weather there is so much better.
Oh my God. The weather there is so good.
It's a really good weather.
It's a good weather. And it's good weather year round.
It's always good weather. And that's the thing. Like here, the weather is sometimes good. And the weather is sometimes bad.
It's like 50% bad weather, 50% great weather.
And when the weather is bad, I'm like, I wish the weather was good.
Yeah, totally.
But you can't pick your weather.
Okay, so what if someone moved to America because everyone in their country was starting to kill them due to their political or religious beliefs?
Yeah, so like same idea.
Okay, perm I think vacay. I get it. So, okay, so I guess personally, I would like to take a perm vacay in France because I love those dumb hats.
Ooh, I love France.
I love like those like dumb flat hats.
Those dumb, stupid hats.
Those like, hats have no volume.
They have none. And I'm like, get some mousse up in there.
Yeah, it's like stuff that hat.
With a moose.
Yeah. Put a moose in there.
That's what a moose is. Yeah. Or like maybe someone would want a perm vacay in France because in their country, women aren't allowed to drive.
Oh my God. Same. Diff. Love that.
Yeah. Right. I think the point is that like everyone deserves a perm vacay if they really want to.
Or at least a temp vacay.
Or a perm staycay.
Or that's just like when you stay at home permanently.
Yeah. Like a stay at home mom who's always on vacation.
Like my mama, my mother.
Your little my mama.
Okay, so what's your dream perm vac?
Oh my God. Okay, like I always want. I've never left the country.
I know.
And somewhere I'd really love to go is Maine.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But I don't have a passport.
I know.
So I don't know. But Maine's supposed to be amazing.
I think it's like one of the more affordable countries you can travel to.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Like even, I think it's even cheaper than Canada.
Oh, wow. Well, I've been to Canada.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been to Canada. I've just never left the country.
I understand that.
I would love to see Maine. I've heard the weather there is fine.
Yeah. The weather there is like doable.
Yeah. I've heard it's like time cool in the summer.
Yeah.
But that's what a snowbird is.
Exactly. When the bird goes to the snow.
Exactly.
In the summer.
Where would you like to go?
Oh, I guess I like... Well, you know, there are places where you like don't know a ton about it, but just like the name is so beautiful, you must go.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to go to Queens, you know? I just would love like, Queens. I would love to immigrate to Queens.
Queens.
Yeah. I just think like an entire state that's like named after Queens, like what could be so bad?
Yeah, you're so right. Like, I bet it's really like themed.
Yes. Yes. I bet there are just crowns like everywhere.
Jewels.
Yeah, jewels.
Jewels.
And like crowns.
What's the weather like there?
Oh, the weather is extremely bad.
Always?
Yeah, I think it's just always not what you want. But that's the thing. A queen can make it work.
That's so true. Like, that's something about being a queen is that you just always have to graciously accept the web.
I think like the thing about being a queen is like you have control over basically everything, but you can't touch the web. Yeah. And that's kind of just how you're reminded that you're just a queen and not a god.
That is the only distinction. Mm-hmm. Well, you know the saying,
you can never change the weather. Yeah. And I love it because it's so true.
It is so true.
Ultimately, unless you like put so much carbon into the world that like you incrementally increase the temperature just on a year by year basis, like you cannot change the weather.
Well, A, I'm doing my best.
I know.
And B, I love it when you talk smart.
I love it when you burn coal.
I love to burn coal.
It's cool that you've converted an old Walkman into just like a coal burning apparatus that you attach to your hip.
Yeah, well, I saved all my old electronics so I could burn them. You know where else I'd love to go?
Where?
This is just something that, like, I could go to.
Yeah.
It just sounds really cool. It yeah. wouldn't be hard to get there. A grocery store.
Oh.
I've never been. And I guess it could be cool to get food that isn't Thai delivery.
I also have never been for different reasons, but I imagine that you could just set up a bed there and just have a ball, you know?
Yeah, like, just really... Like, it's the opposite of delivery.
Yeah, it's undelivery.
It would be me delivering myself to a grocery store.
That's so true. That's so true.
And then living there.
I guess one place that I've never been to that I just like really, really want to go is space.
Oh my God.
Ultimately, just would love to go to space.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
I just think that it sounds roomy, you know?
So much. You know what they say about space, though?
There's no web. So much. No web.
No web at all.
There's no web at all.
There's no web.
But you know, that might be a blessing.
Yeah.
No web might be a real blessing.
No web might be good web.
Yeah, that's so true.
Okay. And that's the web.
And that's the web. And that also reminds us, last month we did an amazing foreign exchange program in the office and I actually learned so much.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, I loved learning about foreign exchange. So yes. Basically what happened was me and Quinn Freaky Friday'd and switched bodies for a week.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the worst week of my life.
What happened was we both made a wish on a branded Snapchat and it disappeared and like... we can't get into it. Basically, we switched bodies.
Yeah, like it was crazy.
Yeah, it was weird to not be in my body and to be in yours.
Yeah, I learned. I mean, it was a learning experience for sure. Like, I didn't realize that you're so small that you could just sloop down a storm drain.
Yeah, and I sometimes do, not by choice.
Yeah.
I was pretty alarmed, but then excited to figure out that you have like a little pouch like a marsupial.
Yeah, it's true.
I put in so many jewels.
You can really hold a lot in there, but people are sometimes alarmed by it.
Yeah, I put some rings in there just in case, you know, I got bored of the rings I was wearing.
Oh, that's so cute. I was wondering why I was finding, you know, like at the end of the day when like you take off your bra and then you find a bunch of random shit inside your marsupial pouch.
Yes. Now I do. Like,
what are all those rings doing in there?
Yeah, that was me.
That's so fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was honestly an amazing experience, but I also never want to go back there.
In my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this has been a really important lesson in appreciating what we do have instead of focusing on what we don't.
I like never had that problem in the first place, but I'm sorry that you did.
Thank you. I never want to do it again.
Aw, same.
Now it's time for our spiciest segment.
the mouthwash.
This is where we take a headline, saute it with a bit of garlic and onion, and then oops, we burned it. Okay, so Daddy needs his headline now.
Oh no, Daddy.
Daddy.
The headline's not ready.
Daddy, Daddy burned. Keep asking for the headline, but it not ready.
The headline's not ready for Daddy.
Okay, is it ready now?
Yeah. This week's headline is, get ready, Daddy. Women's Conversation, Just a String of Apologies for Being Terrible at Communication by Loretta Donnellan.
Honestly, Daddy is pleased.
Yeah, Daddy loves this headline.
I'm sorry for even talking about reading this.
Yeah, though. I'm sorry. I feel really bad. Like you said, we shouldn't talk about this article. And I never responded, and now I don't even know what to say.
No, it's my fault. I'm so bad at communicating.
Same. I'm so bad at communicating. Like, when someone says hi, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, like, someone looks at me in the eyes and says, Quinn. And I'm like, are you talking to me?
Ugh, I'm the worst.
I am the worst.
No, I'm literally the worst. I stole a dog.
No, I tried to, like, sit on the subway without asking the man next to me if he needed that seat, too.
I robbed a bank.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the worst. I ate a whole bean, and then I didn't say excuse me.
No. I burped inside a bag, and I sent it to my ex.
I mean, that's bad, but I said I'd get to Zumba, and then I skipped, and I went to SoulCycle instead.
Ugh, well, really, if you really think about it, I'm the worst because I killed on stage at a comedy show. Like, I did a really good job, but my jokes were hacky and mean-spirited.
Oh, ew.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm really
I'm
sorry.
So sorry.
I'm sorry. And that's the mouthwash. Oh my God. So today we have a very special guest.
She's special.
She's a comedian who hosts the podcast Maeve in America. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, welcome to the podcast, Maeve Higgins.
Hi. Thanks so much.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
No problem. It's really lovely to be here.
This is so exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm glad you're excited because we're excited.
Same.
This is my excited voice.
Oh, I get more giddy.
Now, okay, so you definitely have an accent.
Yeah.
Are you I've traveled a lot, so
everyone
I feel
has
like
an
I,
accent is what I say.
Not me.
Not
I don't have an accent. My voice is what they call it's a mid-Atlantic
no,
standard
but like, if
dialect.
If you weren't like right here and you went to traveling, you'd have an accent too. Like that is like to
crazy.
Me you have an accent.
Right. That actually makes sense.
Hear.
Like you come here and we're like, yeah, that's a French accent. And then we go to you in France and then they're like, that's an American
accent.
Yeah.
Like, so where I'm from is Ireland. And so
not France.
I guessed France.
Yeah. No,
I really was getting, are
I'm
you sure?
European. Yeah. I'm European and I, it's a ferry ride or an airplane to get to France.
I just assumed that.
Is one of your parents French? Is that why you
is
speak
that
with a French accent?
French?
No. I mean, I'm just Irish, but it is European. So maybe that's why.
I thought that Europe was just France.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot.
Huge
right
blow
now.
To
this
Dakota.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been outside of the country, but
really?
I'm hoping someday to go to Maine. Okay. So do people treat you differently because of your French accent?
I don't think so. Like, some people comment on it, or, you know, it's like a conversation starter, I suppose. And they say like, oh, you're not from around here. And like, and then I don't know if I've been treated differently because I suppose this is the only like body and accent that I have. So I can't really tell.
So is it annoying? Like when people, like the first thing they say to you is like a question, like for example, like, so you have an accent, are you from France?
I don't feel annoyed. I feel like, oh, how am I going to get like this person to talk about themselves and not just like go back mm-hmm. through where I'm from and, you know, be like, my parents are French, or like in my case, Irish. Like, people often say
seems
like,
seems like you're keeping a secret.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe you are from France and you're lying to us.
I'd love to be French.
Would you?
Yeah. Maybe it's like an aspirational thing that you're hearing or something. But actually, it's weird because most people immediately know that I'm Irish by the way that I talk.
Wow.
I can't relate to that at all.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, it just seems...
The only reason why I wasn't sure is because you're not wearing one of those dumb hats.
Yeah, one of those really flat hats. You know the kind.
You know those dumb hats that everybody in France wears.
I think it's insane. And like, I'm not trying to get into an international fight, but I think it's crazy that like the number one law that they have there is that everyone has to wear those hats. And it's like, I guess freedom is only in America then.
Yeah, exactly. You really, in America, you don't have to wear any hat. Unless you want to.
I love that.
I'm famously always wearing a hat.
Would you ever consider just wearing like a beret as just for fashion, like Barbara Streisand does, and she is in French and...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be judgmental, but I don't want an effing flat head, okay? I want a round ass head where people can see the top of it.
If I'm going to wear a hat, it's going to be something really round, like a full helmet. I'm famously always wearing a helmet.
Yeah. You're famous like for so many reasons. Yeah.
I'm famously always wearing a helmet. I'm famously never wearing pants. Okay. So moving on past your accent, because we could talk about this for literally minutes.
Yeah.
You have a podcast.
I do.
We have a podcast. We love podcasts. Your podcast is called Maeve in America.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I talk to somebody each week. I interview a different immigrant from a different place. And they tell me their story and we talk about their immigration story and like, why do they come to the United States and how are they getting along here?
Does everyone love the United States?
Kind of, yes.
Really?
Honestly, yes. Yeah.
And is it because they've escaped the oppressive hat laws of Europe?
They're like, finally, I don't have to wear a hat.
I still haven't had a French person on my show.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're probably so busy just like floating around the U.S. without their freaking hats on.
Or they're going to recognize you and blow your cover.
Yeah. They're like, she's from France.
She's from France.
When did your podcast started, pre-election or post-election?
It started, we were doing all the research pre-election and then I was like, we shouldn't launch this like while everything's so hot.
Right.
So I was like, we'll just wait until Hillary Clinton is president and then things go back to normal. So from a selfish point of view, it was tricky. From a selfish point of view, it's annoying what happened.
It is so annoying. That's a really good word for it. I'm so annoyed.
Super annoyed.
Just feel annoyed all the time.
So you were in a position where this was already about to happen and then the election happened and then it was like, it was like, what?
Yeah, what?
Truly, it became even more important to the world.
I mean, it's funny because sometimes my guests happen to like coincide with like a news story. For example, when refugees are banned, one of my guests wasn't a refugee actually, but he was an asylum seeker and he's from Syria and then Syrian people were banned. But I didn't want to be like so rude to be like, how does it feel? Like you just got, you know, like no more of, you know. So I just chatted to him about like he's trying to quit smoking and he works in a luggage store.
Yes, this was Zaza.
Yeah,
I listened to this. I loved Zaza. He was a great guest. Something that I loved that was really interesting to me about that was that he talks about how grateful he was to come to the U.S., but also about how sad it was to leave Syria behind. And I feel like that's something that is sometimes missing from the narrative about immigrants, especially from war-torn countries, that we forget that like they're leaving behind a country that they love, that they just can't live in right now. It was really beautiful to hear him talk about that.
Thank you. I mean, not that I wrote his words or did that voice.
I assumed you played all the characters on your podcast.
Wow, this is a huge shock to us.
Whoa. I was like, maybe it's jumping around. No, it wasn't a great interview.
He's a real person. Yeah, definitely. I think it's tricky because like I love being in America and I'm really glad to be here and to meet Americans. And I love it here. And so I think... but it can be tricky not to be like, but also like Ireland's great. And like, it was my choice to come and live here. And lots of people, it wasn't their choice.
Yeah.
Like if you're from Iraq and you work for the US in Iraq, and then you might have to come and live here. Because you've been in danger because you helped the US before.
Right.
I am curious Because, you know, it's not always easy to come to the United States. We like to think that we have like these. So, I mean, how hard is it to get what I assume you came on here, which was like a podcasting visa?
There aren't a lot of podcasts. It's hard to come here on a podcasting visa.
The P visa.
The P visa.
I actually did first come here on a P3 visa, which is a performing visa. But I got here on an alien of extraordinary ability, which is called the O1 visa, which is when you have to say I can do something that no American can do.
Whoa. And that's be from France.
No American could ever be from France.
No, you can't just say like I'm French and that's enough of a reason to let me into America, or like I'm Syrian. Like
you
can't
just be like
an American can't be French.
So what kinds of things do you have to say?
You have to prove that you have a skill. You can judge others in your field. That's one thing that you can do to make. So I could maybe, and I'm not saying like that I would ever do, but like I could judge other podcasters and see how I think they're doing and rate them. And that would help me get my visa to America. Or I could, if I was a model, I could judge other models.
Whoa.
Yeah, truly.
So like I could have, like if I was from somewhere else, I could immigrate to the US and I could judge what people look like in their hats.
Yeah.
And I could be like, everybody looks like a dumb idiot.
But that would only be if you were a milliner.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll become a milliner. That's fine.
Mm.
Or a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. That'd be fine.
Yay.
I'm glad that I enlightened you on like the visa process to the US.
It's really, people don't,
they don't know. But I feel like now you have a better understanding of it.
And it's like expensive and it takes a long time.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to?
Honestly, mine wasn't really that hard.
Okay.
It took me maybe like 6 months.
Okay.
And an application. I was like lucky because I'm actually Irish. So like, and that's easier to get to here from Ireland than it is from like if you're from Syria, for example, where you could argue they really need to come here to be safe. Whereas I'm just like, oh, I want to have an adventure in New York.
Right. So were you here on a vacation and then you were like, I'm going to stay?
No, I was just like living, you know, in London, actually, which is
in the capital of France. Yes.
And I was in London, and then I got offered to do a show in Kansas City, which, have you been there?
No, is that in France?
Kansas City is the exact middle of America.
Wow. I thought that was New York.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's about 4 hours away from here on airplane.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know so much about America. I thought Times Square was the center of America.
It is.
That's what I thought.
Spiritually.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Sephora in Times Square.
Yeah, but this is just the physical center of America. I guess that doesn't really mean anything.
The spiritual center is the Sephora in Midtown. Yes. Everybody knows that.
Yes, everyone knows that.
So
that's
you
why people make their pilgrimage with us.
I think that I do love that about America, Sephora and Shake Shack. Those are like my favorite chains that I think really make this country.
Is there not Sephora in any other country?
No, I don't think so. Not that I've been to.
Wow.
But how do you then get all your different types of makeup in one building?
You don't.
That's
crazy.
That's messed up. I'm starting a charity. This is so messed up.
So like, you just have to make your makeup yourself out of like mud?
You go to the chemist.
You have to go to a chemist and have the makeup. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, you don't have to make your makeup, but like you just go there and they still have, you can buy the exact same brands and you can buy all the same makeup, like mascara, eyeliner, but just in different places. Like
that's
it's just
crazy.
Not
yeah.
in
it. So then it's your whole day?
Ugh.
And then you just give your day to makeup?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to start doing missionary work over there. I'm going over and I'm going to buy all the makeup and I'm going to sell it. Like from one place.
Oh.
I will.
I'm getting
in Ireland.
That's beautiful.
Where are you going to do that?
Probably France.
Okay. Oh, that's such a nice idea.
This is making me feel really emotional knowing that there are people. Yeah. Oh my! In other countries that they can't get all their makeup out of Sephora, and that's like. Crazy.
Wait,
I didn't want this to be a downer.
No. Yeah.
But it is the reality.
Wow.
But I think it's actually. I don't know, like, it's not that hard because, like, what you do is you can just go to any chemist and there's, like, still a selection. Like, okay. You can still, we have Maybelline and Number 7 and all those, the same brands, but just not all collected
not
in
all
the same
in one
place.
Piece.
Yeah.
What was the hardest part besides besides, you know, just learning English about moving to the United States?
I think it was like figuring out who would I be friends with.
Sure.
You know, because I didn't have like a set group of friends when I moved here. So then I had to just decide who did I want to be friends with and like, how would I meet the best people?
Did you give them a test, you know, to see if they were up to the challenge?
No, but I would, you know what? I wasn't like stuck with the same people. You know, when you kind of get stuck with people, if you, because you go to school with them.
Don't tell Dakota.
But you guys.
Yeah, don't tell them. But sometimes I'm like, I can never leave. Don't tell him I said that.
I didn't mean you to. I meant, you know, like.
I mean, me either.
Yeah, no, neither.
I was just testing the waters, really.
A different Quinn. I was
different Dakota.
I think this is like, seems like a friendship and like you're a team and it's lovely. Like.
Sure. Yeah. So you kind of had a chance to start over.
Yeah, I did.
And
yeah.
Make all new friends.
Yeah, make all new friends. And yeah, it's just like wear so much makeup and just live my life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like the premise of like a fun sitcom.
Are there things about the U.S. that you're just like, you just kind of still haven't gotten used to, or you still don't like, that you wish was more like back home?
Just the like people who say, and this is definitely not about you guys, I just remember that we did say this at the top, but like people who say they're excited but they don't seem excited,
is what? That an American
and
thing?
That's an American thing, yeah. And so often I'm just like, oh, are you? And people email like, I'm so excited, and then when they meet you face to face and they have these tired eyes and they just say like, oh, I'm excited.
Wow. And people in France don't do that.
No. In Ireland we don't do that. Like if you said to someone like, oh, I'm so excited about like whatever is coming up, like the market or, you know, like the meeting, or I'm trying to remember,
or the building
what I did
of a new
Ireland.
Sephora. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like
I'd be like, what? Like, it seems a bit fake.
Oh, wow. We love to say we're excited here.
Yeah.
People also like to sound really understated when they talk about how excited they are about personal victories. Like when somebody gets like a really important job or like, I feel like there are things, and then people are like, yeah, they want to sound really modest. So they're like, yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I like to do that. I like, like if I get a dog, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm really excited to have this dog.
It doesn't mean that you're genuinely excited.
I think it means that people don't want to sound too excited because then they might get made fun of.
Or that they might like, well, I don't know. I think that when you are doing that, like it's a fake modesty thing. But I think when you say that you're excited about something that's not actually that exciting.
Yeah.
I feel like there are a bunch of things like that. Like you're like, that's awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Like these really superlative.
Wow. That's like the best.
Yeah. That's the best.
Like it's my breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
So just to fully understand, sometimes it's genuine, but you don't want to seem like grandiose. And then other times you just don't mean it at all.
Or I think you just want to be polite or you don't know, or you don't want to, because I think that I've said things like I'm excited when really what I mean to say is, well, I've started saying this more now, I'm looking forward to it. Like that's like been my recent substitute, because excited isn't a lie. Like I do feel like happy about it, but excited I guess is kind of a strong word, but I've now started saying I'm looking forward to it.
Oh,
because that is good. How I feel.
That's a smart change.
Thank you.
Well,
I pulled out a phrase thesaurus and I really went nuts.
I love a good thesaurus,
you know. Instead of eat shit, you can just say get out.
I also like when people say that something's funny when they clearly don't think it's funny, when they just go,
that's funny
instead of laughing.
That's hard.
That's really funny.
Because like I'm also a comedian, and so that's really hard at shows.
Isn't it? And they just go, oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think you
It's a different
that.
Vibe from old-fashioned stand-up comedy where like you do jokes and they laugh. Like it's very different atmosphere when people are just quiet and then they just say like, that's funny.
Sometimes I say in a very monotone voice, I love that.
Yeah. It is hard. Like I can't imagine doing jokes for a big room of people and the entire room is silent and then the entire room all in unison goes,
that's funny.
That sounds really like,
it's hard.
I would think that everyone was,
that would be
possessed.
A challenge.
I would think that it was that everyone was haunted. Okay, so speaking of Americans mm-hmm. and how we say we're excited when we're not.
Yeah.
Are there like stereotypes about Irish people that you think are that you're trying to combat living here?
Like people just like assume things about you.
What are they? I mean, do you have? I know that you just recently found out that I'm Irish.
But I just found out that there's even a place called Ireland. Oh, you just thought that it was all France.
Yeah, all of my like example stereotypes in my notes here are like eat croissants, wears one of those flat hats.
Yeah,
speaks French.
I could. Those are like that's what I think about France as well.
Oh, great.
Wow. Okay, so they're true.
So I guess they're all true.
So they're all
no,
true.
But I'm saying like I can't like in good faith like be here with a microphone in front of me saying like this isn't true about France. This is true about France.
Why okay. not?
Because
you're just one person from there.
But it's just we were so prepared for you to talk about France that it's kind of hard for us to like shift gears. Do you understand?
Okay, I mean I can try but it's
no,
feels
I mean
dishonest.
We can talk about Ireland.
That's where I'm actually from.
Okay,
that's fine.
Sure.
If that's how you feel more comfortable, that's fine.
But now it's just awkward for me because like now I feel like I have to provide the stereotypes.
No, you don't have
to.
And
then skewer them. Like, so like it's kind of like why would I bring it up if I didn't think it was true that we're all so drunk or that like we're all
priests. Oh, is that a thing?
Well.
That you're all priests?
Yeah. Or like those are just... That's not what I feel about Ireland. Like that I wouldn't choose to like say that about Ireland.
But do people treat you like you're a priest?
Are they like when you walk down the street, are they like, oh, excuse me, father? And you have to be like, no.
You have to be like,
if they hear my talking.
The hat, and then you point to the flat hat and then they're like, my mistake, sir.
Right. So they're like, hello, miss. And then you start talking and they're like, oh, excuse me, father.
I think I'm learning a lot about how stereotypes work.
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, like...
If
like,
I'm close to a church, I try not to be close to churches because that is just playing into it.
Do people replace your meat with Lucky Charms?
Oh, yeah, at restaurants, are they like, do you want Lucky Charms? The way that when you're American, you go to other countries, they're like...
And they're like, do you need a burger?
Do you need a burger? Do you need to eat a whole horse or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a huge stereotype about Americans. We don't eat whole horses.
Yeah, you've never eaten a whole hungry. Horse. Yeah.
I never heard that.
A whole horse. And sometimes people in other countries will... We'll try to put in a phrase. They'll be like, well, that's the whole horse. And it's like, oh my God. That's not how we use that.
Well, does it mean like expensive and like ambitious?
I won't pay a whole horse for this. Yeah, I think the origins are back when U.S. currency was horses.
Oh.
Which and ultimately you had to decide if something was worth a whole horse.
Because if it was worth half a horse, the thing was you couldn't really buy it because nobody wanted to cut their horses in half.
It's a horrifying idea.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I love America.
Yeah, but we're going on a tangent because like nobody wants a history lesson about the whole horse. And
No, it is actually really valuable for me though, because it's still a new culture to me. Like I had never heard that before. I feel like I'll be more assimilated if I drop that into conversation.
So you've never heard the childhood lullaby, that's a whole horse?
No. Oh my God. That's a whole horse. That's a whole horse.
That's kind of how it goes, yeah.
So how should I use it, like, in a sentence just to prove, like, here I am, like, au fait with American society, you know?
Well, for example, like, if you're at Sephora and let's say something was really expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, okay, that'll be like...
I'm going to go whole
72.
Horse.
72. Yeah, you could be like, you know what? I'm just going to go whole horse today.
Or sometimes you look at something nice and you could go, I bet that cost them a horse and a half. That's kind of a twist on the whole horse.
Twist. Okay. Or like if you weren't willing to pay for it because like you didn't realize how expensive it was, you could
Can I have your horse?
I just give you a horse?
Yeah. It also, there are a lot more options when you actually have your horse with you.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. You can just point over.
Would you take my horse?
You can just say whole and then you point at the horse and it really kind of finishes the phrase for you.
I like to use it sarcastically. Like I'll be like, oh, you're really going whole horse today, huh? And that's like,
when
wow,
someone
this is
isn't
a
making
lot.
An effort.
When someone's not making an effort at all. Yeah. Wow. You're really going whole horse.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Or you know, like when somebody's really honest, you could say, yeah. Ooh, tell me what you really horse. That's the most traditional
use. Yeah, that is a very traditional use.
Tell me why you're really horse.
Okay. Yeah, so go.
Yeah, definitely like, go out and
you know what? Listen, I'm just going to horse. I'm going to whole horse this into my vocab.
Yes. That sounds right? So no, American.
That sounded natural.
It sounded good. You sound so American. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm shedding a single tear, but from both my eyes at the same time.
Oh, you're well, crying the whole horse.
Cried the whole horse.
She's crying the whole horse.
Okay, so like, are people just so excited to see Americans in other countries right now and always?
It's getting a bit better, I think, for Americans who travel around. I think people are like still curious about like, you know, what are you up to?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Like, they'll have tons of questions, I think, for Americans when you travel.
Like, yeah. Why?
Yeah, just like, why? Like, and do you think it's going to stop soon? And, you know, they'll just have questions about, like, America's foreign policy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have some questions myself.
Do you?
A few. Do you think that Americans should need a visa to go visit the EU, or is that just like a total bitch move?
I think that's the way it is now.
That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You used to just be able to like
hop on a little plane.
You could from anywhere in America, yeah. You could go take me to Europe and then you would be in France.
Yeah, I know. And we have when the first travel ban came down, mm-hmm. and now it's back actually. So with the travel ban, Iranians are not allowed to come here. And then I was talking to this girl and she was like, and then Iran said, oh, well, we're not going to allow, do you say Iran?
I say Iran.
Okay.
Iran.
But do you know what it is?
No.
But you know what it is. Like Iran. The country. So Iran said, we're not going to let Americans come and visit us. And then I was talking to this girl. She's like, I mean, as if we do. Why would we even want to go to Iran anyway?
Mm-hmm. That's so mean.
Oh, no.
I literally have been there like a million times because I always really? Like, well, because I go with a recipe. I have to go with the recipe. Otherwise, I'll forget. I'll forget what I need. So if I go to just by like memory.
Wait, no.
If I go by memory, I'll just go there and I'll like pick up what I think I need and then I'll get home and I'll unpack it and I'll take out the recipe. And
how
then
long
I'm
does
like,
it take you to get to Iran?
Oh, I've got one around the corner from me, so it's just a couple just a couple blocks.
Okay.
Quan.
I meant a different Iran, which is like a country that's, you know, it's really far from here. It's a different country.
It's like in Queens.
Oh.
No.
Okay, I think I didn't totally understand it, but that does remind me. I need to get some stuff for dinner tonight. I have to go to Iran.
You gotta just make a quick stop in Iran.
Yeah.
Well, saying like, why would we ever want to go to Iran is like pretending like there aren't people in our country who their whole families are in Iran,
or that there isn't value to every place in the world.
Yeah.
Or that I went to Iran, and this is a different one than you're thinking of.
I'll try to imagine.
And so I went to this other Iran, and it was like my best vacation.
Yeah. And what was your favorite part about it?
The food and mm-hmm. like the smell of this one city called Shiraz that smells like roses and, and bread, baking bread.
Those they have are my like, two favorite foods.
Roses and baking bread.
Yes.
I spent my whole horse there.
We can.
On roses and baking bread. I've heard that about Iran. We can really spend a whole horse there.
We can go to Iran and then we can break bread at my place.
Oh my God, I'd love that.
That'd be perfect.
I'll bring over the rose.
Okay.
Is the roses.
Well, one for me and one for you.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I couldn't eat more than one. I'd be so full.
No, then you would have really whole horsed it.
So Shiraz smells amazing.
Yeah.
Like roses and bread. And you spent a whole horse there.
Yeah. I spent a whole horse. Yeah.
When
I
just, were you like, there?
Last year in April. Like this time last year, actually. It was like March of last year.
Wow.
I went there.
What was the weather like? Good weather? The weather?
Weather.
Hot? Cold?
Oh, it was warm. It was like warm and breezy. It was springtime.
Good web.
I love that.
I love the web.
That sounds amazing.
I love the web there.
The web there. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's some whole horsing of the English language right there.
Totally.
How do I know which words to shorten? Just what word?
I guess just really go nuts.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it could be truly any word.
Okay. Yeah.
At any point, it could be a word.
I can't. I just don't have the instinct to know which ones I can just cut in half.
Ho, whore with
ho, whore.
Short word.
Yeah. Well, to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah. Oh.
Strange timing, but flawless execution.
Thank you so much.
Wait, Maeve, will you stick around and play a game with us?
Sure.
Okay. This game is called
The Same Game.
And basically, we're going to like show that no matter where you're from, we're all the same. So we're going to just, you know, share some things that we experiences. We'll start out with a few of our own and then feel free to join in. And you'll kind of just see how it works.
Okay, so I have one. When it rains, I'm like, ugh.
Same. Okay. Sometimes I get a cold.
Same. I've had a cold. I love having colds.
Oh my gosh. Same.
I get to stay home.
Same. Okay.
Okay. Do you have one?
Yeah. Like sometimes on the street, when I hear like people shouting and being rowdy, first I think they're fighting, and then it just turns out they're just like shouting and it is in a fun way. And I think, phew.
Same.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I've had that.
I've done that.
I'm like, I'm a fight. Yeah. And then I'm like, ugh, a fun.
Yeah.
Phew. It's a fun.
Oh, sometimes when I'm like FaceTiming with my sister, she looks really alike. And then we can't tell. Are we just looking at her? Is it just our face that it's not connecting?
Same.
Yes, same. Yes. When I'm FaceTiming with your sister, the exact same thing happens
to
me.
Yeah. Whenever I'm FaceTiming with your sister, I'm like,
which one?
Wait.
Both of them.
Oh, really?
Any of them. Really,
any of them.
All.
And most and all. One time I touched a dog.
Same.
Same. Okay.
But can I just check in?
Yes.
Because this is supposed to be about like, you know, universal things, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, you just touch a dog, but should it be like the feelings that you had when you touch, or it's just literally that you just touch
really
a dog?
It really can be anything.
It can be anything you want. It can be like, I touched a dog and I hated it.
Or
it could be, I touched a dog and I really hated it.
But just that you touched a dog is the
point is that you touched a dog
on.
And that you were scared. But I didn't mention the scared part because you don't have to be scared. But let's just say I was scared.
Oh. Okay. How about this one? Okay. When I jump in water, I get wet.
Same. Get so wet.
Yeah. Like, the water makes me different.
Yeah. The water really changes me.
At the time, I'm dry in the air.
Yeah.
And then at a moment, something changes.
Same.
Yeah. Same.
I live in Brooklyn.
Same.
But I guess that doesn't work for the game.
No, same.
No, it doesn't work for the game because I really live in Times Square.
You do. But what's more is that you love it.
But I love the idea of Brooklyn. But I live in Times Square.
Where?
I live,
you don't have to give me your exact address, but when I go there, because I went there one of the first times when I got off the plane, because I was like, oh, it's like all these lights and like stores and theaters. I didn't notice like residential.
I live inside an Elmo costume.
Oh,
same. Oh. Same. Oh my gosh.
Me and Quinn live inside the same Elmo costume.
Sorry, bitch.
I did see that. But yeah, I didn't know that was your house.
That's our house. We're not roommates. We just happen to both live there.
We both live there.
And we didn't realize until a little while ago, because
I traveled to the top from the toe, and the rest is history.
The rest is hist.
Oh, you know what? I think that's probably a good stopping point.
I feel like we learned a lot about
Same. Okay, we just have one final segment, and this segment is called
Spill It.
And this is where we talk about what we're going to be up to soon. What are you going to be up to, Dakota?
Well, I'll be at a Barnes & Noble in Union Square reading from my new book, which is really just notes from some of my old journals. I never wrote in the journals, but they're really beautiful journals.
Oh my gosh, that sounds beautiful. Well, I'm actually going to be fucking up a boat for a while, and I'm going to be getting arrested. So this is actually going to be my last pod for a couple weeks/months. I don't know how long I'm going to be in jail. Yeah, I don't know. I think that I'm really going to aim for like a luxury prison.
Yeah.
And I'll keep you updated and stuff. But yeah, this is kind of Quinn signing off for a bit.
You know, a luxury prison is a kind of perm vacay.
Yeah, it is kind of a perm vacay. I will get a P visa in order to go there. Mavis patting me on the back and mouthing, good job. She would never admit it, but I understand the immigration system now.
You do.
That's so beautiful.
Mabe, what's going on with you? What do you got coming up?
Oh, so I'm not going to do any crimes because like I'm dependent on my visa. Like it would be revoked if I was going to do a crime.
It's
different.
It's really different. Yeah.
So I'm probably just going to be crime free and just keep on doing my podcast and looking at dogs online.
Great. That sounds Where can people wonderful. Find you on the internet?
Instagram. Maven America, you can find me. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter. And yeah.
Oh my gosh, perf.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much for being on the show.
I just learned so much about America.
That's great. This has really been a whole horse of a podcast.
Exactly. On that note, tune in next week where we take a deep look inside ourselves and find blood.
Ew.
Yucky.
Attention. Attention.
Hi, have I got your attention? Great. Hey, this is Steve Agee. Hey, did you know I have a podcast here on Feral Audio? It's called Steve Agee Of course you didn't, because they never advertise it. I don't know if you haven't noticed this or not, but lately Feral's been doing a lot of advertising of all their new podcasts, which is great. There's some really great podcasts, but there's also a lot of really great podcasts that have been around since the beginning, like mine. That's right. I've had a podcast here. I've done almost 80 episodes, you guys. I've had guests like Juliette Lewis, Weird Al Yankovic, Liam Lynch, Diablo Cody, Kumail Nanjiani, Rich Fulcher, Phil Lamar, Adam Goldberg, Mikey Schumann, and Troy Van Leeuwen from Queens of the Stone Age. Guys, the list goes on. You should give my podcast a listen. I'm sorry, does anybody else hear that dripping?
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
I'm Kimmy.
And we're the hosts of Talk 30 Rock to Me.
Do you crave cheese late at night?
Do you have lots of thoughts on your mind grapes?
Do you think a rape whistle can double as an accessory?
Do you miss 30 Rock?
We sure do.
We miss it so much, we started a podcast about it.
New episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe today.